to have, of course, the one and only Rex King. Rex King, my good friend, going to be here in just a very few moments doing Rex King's version of The Night Before Christmas here on the radio. That's right. Also, of course, we got Search for Last Tuesday and the Hot Flash News. We're going to be giving away some goodies this morning, but importantly, Guido will be here in just a very few moments to read your very own personalized horoscope to several of your lucky listeners. So, as always, this morning, everybody stand by for Guido.
Well, do it. Thank you, Guido. It is 7:04 on the radio.
How does it feel like a Mustang do? How does it feel like a Mustang do? How does it feel like you're some kind of hero? Score Mustang 2, born on zero.
The exciting Mustang 2s for 76, MPG, Ghia, Hardtop 2 Plus 2, Stallion, and Cobra 2. Get the feel of one at your Ford dealer.
Score Mustang 2, born on zero.
The closer they look, the better you look.
How are
Nothing. I'm just busy digging through the news sources here, Jerry.
Yeah. National Inquirer. Lampoon.
St. Paul, Minneapolis papers.
Photographers Weekly.
You can follow right along with me sometimes.
Photoplay.
Like. Sure.
Radio, TV, Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
All the big ones. Yep. All the big ones. Oh, boy, it's Friday already.
Lovely day.
Can you believe it?
We're going to have a little bit of snow, maybe, by Sunday.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Tired of all this warm weather. I can get weather like this back home.
Wait till January.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Well, anyway, enough of this falderall. Do you have some news?
I certainly do.
Well, what's new?
It's 20 degrees right now in the Twin Cities, exactly 6 minutes past seven. Quick, some headlines here.
Quick.
The 15 NATO nations agreed today to tell the Russians that the United States will withdraw 1,000 tactical nuclear warheads from Western Europe if the Soviets will pull back 1,700 tanks from Eastern Europe. Southern Republicans start meeting in Houston today to begin mapping strategy for the 76th presidential bid. President Ford will not attend the meeting, but Ronald Reagan and Vice President Rocky are among the prominent Republicans who will. President Ford today signs a bill into law, there we go, outlawing the so-called fair trade laws. That sounds weird. Fair trade laws allow manufacturers to dictate prices to retailers on a dozen products or so. Okay. Do you believe the most hated and feared person of all time, according to the Wax Museum in London, is none other than Richard Milhouse Nixon?
The devil, you say!
The Wax Museum recently asked visitors to fill out questionnaires which asked, quote, what person do you most hate and fear? The results of the survey, in order of their fearfulness, were Richard M. Nixon, Adolf Hitler, and Jack the Ripper. Gee, I wonder what he feels about that. Poor guy. A federal program environmentally here to clean up America's polluted lakes and streams is lagging far behind schedule. The National Commission on Water Quality attributes the trouble to inadequate federal funds, excessive red tape, and widespread legal challenges to the program. It says there is little chance private industry can meet a congressionally set 77 deadline for achieving cleanup standards. The Constitution entitles us to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right?
Right.
But the arrival of solar power now raises the question of who's entitled to sunlight, and how much should that place in the sun cost? To some, it might seem that who owns the sun ranks up there with how many saints can dance on the head of a pin, you know. But California legislator John Miller says the courts are going to have to decide the issue so a homeowner can convert to solar heat without having somebody come along and blot out the sun with a great big building or a fence. Never thought of that before, did you?
Oh, boy, I'm glad you brought that up this morning.
In hippie news, new findings from an intensive marijuana research project were made public at a meeting of the American Anthropological Society at San Francisco this week. Dr. Wilbur Coggins, who headed the Costa Rica-based project, said his research team found no difference in the testosterone levels of smokers and non-smokers of the evil weed. Earlier pot studies have claimed that heavy marijuana smoking can cause decreases in the male testosterone levels. This decrease was believed to lead to possible hormonal imbalance and breast enlargement in male pot smokers. But the study found no evidence to support the claim. So, Dr. Vera Rubin, who rocked the American scientific community with a recent Jamaican-based marijuana study, said in a telephone interview, so far, all the evidence that has been released by the Costa Rican study seems to bolster our own findings. The Jamaican study concluded that marijuana smoking causes no significant psychological or physical threat, except some lung damage resulting from the inhalation of too much pot smoke. Commenting on the harmlessness of the evil weed, Dr. Rubin says, in some societies, the people consider cannabis or pot or wax Tobacky Tobacky to be as therapeutic as chicken soup. Oh, big deal. And let's see, a recipe for earthworm applesauce surprise cake has won first prize at the first annual Cooking with Worms contest in Pomona, California. The competition was sponsored by the North American Bait Company with assistance from a university nutrition department. The bait company produces earthworms for fishermen, but also for more modern uses now. Worms are used for soil aeration. Put them in your garden or in your front yard. Waste disposal, they eat the waste. Fertilizer, animal feed, and most recently now, a lady in Minnesota has made something for people feed. Patricia Howell composed the Blue Ribbon recipe, which includes 1 cup of chopped, dried earthworms. Think of that. U100, save the seals weather. Mostly cloudy. We're still in the kitchen here with a few snow flurries today and a chance of occasional light snow tonight and tomorrow. High this afternoon, upper 20s. Low tonight, near 20. And a high tomorrow, mid 20s. Oh, it's 20 right now. Michael J. Popper with Jerry St. Weird. I get into that sometimes, you know, talking so straight.
And I think I know everything.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, that's
terrible.
I'm
a nice man. I never commit any wrongs.
Worm cake.
But disc jockeys are crazy.
Worm cake, huh?
Yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah. I love earthworms. You shouldn't eat them, you dink.
Yeah, but at least they can't see you when you're squashing them.
Yeah, I know, but they can feel it when you're squashing them.
Well, how do we know? I never talked to one.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been commented on the a lot of people have commented on the program here lately as I've been out hither and yon.
Well, yeah, like who?
Are you talking through a roll of toilet paper in there again? What are you just a grown man. Where else but in America, ladies and gentlemen, can you turn on the radio and hear a grown man talking through a roll of toilet paper? Right here. That's where. Enough of this. Anyway, a lot of people have asked me. Personally, they have asked me. They have said, you know, to me.
I hit my head on the mic. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Hurry up. We are going
to
laugh.
They said to me, hold it. They have said to me, why are you such a success in radio, Jerry?
Oh, like, who? People have said that to
you? Yeah, and I've told them, quite frankly, it's because I have small hands.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, we pause for station identification.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie.
Small hands. The Beatles there. That's a magical mystery tour. One of my favorites. It's 7:13. Good morning. How you doing? This is Jerry St. James on the radio here. Heading out to school or work this morning on Cedar Avenue or 494 or Snelling Avenue or maybe Jefferson Street or Highway 12 or wherever. It's good to have you along. Stick with us. Good things coming up today. Julia Childlike will be here in a little bit. And we have Guido, of course, Search for Last Tuesday and all kinds of goodies, including, believe it or not, well, of course, yes, with a special treat today. Reading his Call the Lawyers, his version of The Night Before Christmas, the world's only singing weather man. Rex King, brought to you by Shock Electronics, is next.
People everywhere are talking about Shock Electronics Magnum 450.
Oh, I really love it. I bought a new TV set at the same time, and I don't even turn the TV set on. I come home and turn the stereo on.
We noticed that we could hear a lot of sounds that we never heard. We picked up little bells and different instruments that we never knew were there.
It's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's really nice.
I really like it. It sounds super.
Magnum 450, a superb component system with bright, clear, powerful sound at an unbelievable price.
That's one of the parts that sold me on it was the Pioneer cassette deck. I really like cassettes a lot.
Before, we used to use it mostly as background. Now we spend a lot of time just listening to it.
Come to Shock. Hear what you've been missing. The Magnum 450 stereo system. Now at all Shock Electronics stores.
Well, here we go. At the moment that, I don't know about you, but I have been waiting for all week long here. We've been promised this and promised this. Finally, Friday, today has arrived. It's here. We can bring this gentleman on who will be, let's just bring him on here, doing his version of The Night Before the Night Before Christmas. Let's just have a nice warm round of applause for a man who's a legend in his own time. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Mr. Rex King is here. Hey!
Oh, world, 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 world,
radio, buddy, is on the radio line. here's Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman. I'm brought to you this morning. Brought to you this morning by my sponsor and my radio buddies, the good people over to Shack Electronics. What is the home? Shack Electronics, what is the home of the Magnum 100 and the Magnum 450? Couple of super stereo sound systems. Your friends probably got one of them. I got one my own self, don't you know? I got the Magnum 100 in my den there in Fridley. And it's just wonderful, I won't tell you. Make a fine, fine Christmas present for the family. And also, if you're in the market, maybe for some other electronic gifts and gadgets there for the family, or maybe you want to buy somebody a pair of headphones or something, you go on over there to Shack Electronics. It's the place to go for goodies for Christmas there. Shack Electronics with 12 Twin Cities locations. Tell them Rex King done sent you. I want all your little creeps to go over there and buy something. You hear me? All right. Here we go, as I know y'all's has been waiting for this here, and I'm mighty pleased to be able to present it to you here this morning here. Everybody's getting into the Christmas spirit, don't you know? They got all them Santa Clauses out there all over the place here, and little decorations going up, and everybody's singing Christmas carols. I'm fixing to do for you today. I ain't gonna do the weather today. No indeedy, Radio Rangers. Instead, I'm fixing to sing for you here Rex King's version of The Night Before Christmas. Hang on, because here's we go. Somebody get the lawyers on the phone. We're going to need them. Here we go. Rex King's Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, you could hear my wife smack me as I unbuttoned her blouse. Kids was all nestled all snug in their bed, but I had to sleep on the sofa instead. The stockings was hung by the chimney, no doubt, and the doors was deadbolted to keep burglars out. And Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap, when I reached for her fondue, she gave me a slap. On the lawn, there rose such a clatter, I crawled beneath the bed and said, "Woman, you go see what's the matter. I ain't gonna..." But she was scared, so I run to the window. I run with a flash. It was only the garbage men collecting the trash. Then what to my wondering eyeballs should appear but reindeer and some old wino dressed up like a queer. More rapid than prune juice, the courses they came. And he whistled and hollered and shouted and called them by name. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Blittens. I needs me a grain belt. Head straight for the kitchen. He broke in while I was a-turning around, and I heard him a-guzzling the beer he had found. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. With them pointy shoes and makeup, he must be a fairy. He didn't say nothing, but went straight to his work, collecting our silverware. This guy is a jerk. He was a-grabbing our china and sure having fun. So I run to the closet, and I come back with my gun. He was hungry, I guess, because he had hold of a Twinkie. But the way he was holding it, I thought sure he was kinky. I turned on the lights and I pointed my gun. I said, "Now I got you, so don't try to run." Then I moved to the phone and I called for the cops, 'cause they's used to dealing with spades, chinks, and wops. I was trying to be brave, but you know I was a faking. Then my wife come downstairs to see what was shaking. When she come in the kitchen, the robber turned white. He ain't never seen such a horrible sight. Her hair was in curlers, her face covered with gook, and I thought for sure the poor guy was going to puke. He gave back the forks and the knives and the spoons, and he said to me, "Mister, ain't your wife got no fondue?" He give back the dishes and he leaped for the door and he hollered, "I just cannot take this no more." And I heard him exclaim as he's passing me by, "You married that woman? I'll never know why. Why should I be so ugly, Jerry? Why?
You! Go!
St. James out of radio in the morning. How are you? Nice to have you along here. Well, what did you what'd you think? Did you like Rex King's Night Before Christmas? Was that all right? I thought so. Yeah. He'll be back later on about 8:30 doing it again as he always does every morning. It is 7:22 with 20 degrees on the outside. Jerry St. James out of radio here. If you're in traffic this morning, a little early today, but our traffic tranquilizer nonetheless.
Have you ever tried?
U100. That is bread, and we'll make it with you. Well, no matter what you would like to make, you cannot make it without a recipe, right? Yeah, it's 7:25, by the way, on the program this morning, and who better to give us a recipe, although I understand that's not what she's doing today, but you know her probably best for her recipes, the world-famous gourmet and chef. She comes to town about once a week to sign autographs, you know, selling books down at Dayton's or wherever, and to meet with her publisher and appear on television talk shows. She's a world-renowned lady, and we're so glad that she consents to come here. This is the only radio station to which she comes, by the way, I want to tell you. We're very glad to have her here this morning. Would you welcome her, please, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only... You ready? Miss Julia Childlike is here. Come on in, Julie. How are you, dear?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. St. James.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning and good morning, ladies. Good morning. This is Julia. Julia Childlike, ladies.
Yeah.
And, oh, good morning. Good morning in there in the newsroom, you cute Mr. Douglas, you.
Hi, Julie.
Good morning in the... I say, Mr. Douglas, I understand that you're getting into the Christmas spirit. Well, perhaps you'd like to come to my house and we'll get into some Christmas spirits together.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, dear.
Well, then, ladies.
She's really got the hots
ladies,
for
ladies. Usually, ladies, I come in here every week and I give you some recipes,
yeah.
Some instructions for making goodies for your family, right?
Mm,
well,
yeah,
today, ladies, instead of giving you a recipe, I am going to take a chapter from my new book, The Joy of Basting, and I am going to be giving you some tips on how to fight inflation, how to cut the high cost of shopping.
Oh, that sounds nice.
If you get out your pencils and, ladies, get out your 3x5 recipe cards,
right.
You can write these down. I have 9 ways to cut down on the high cost of shopping
and
to watch your dollar.
Okay,
are you ready, ladies? Next week, of course, we'll be back with more recipes, but since many of you will be going grocery shopping for the holidays shortly, I thought I'd pass along to you some tips on cutting down on your food budget.
Okay, I'm ready. Mike's ready.
Number one. Are you writing this down?
I'm ready.
Number one. Ladies, you've heard of comparison pricing?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Well, try comparison shoplifting.
Oh, jeez.
Number two, ladies,
yes.
When you go to the grocery store, take along a black crayon and only buy those items that have been marked down by you.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Number three, ladies, remember that a white sale is good, but not for meat.
Oh, jeez.
Number four, ladies, when you go grocery shopping, have your children dress up like bag boys and fill your car with strangers' food.
Oh, jeez.
Number five, ladies, if you would like to serve your family surprise breakfasts,
yeah.
The best and most economical way to do it is to send your children out to the highway to see what's been run over during the night.
Oh, that's insane.
Yes, number six, ladies, remember that you have the legal right to return meat that still has the fur on it.
Oh, gross.
Number seven, ladies, don't spend so much on dog food that you don't have enough left for something for the dog.
No.
Number eight, ladies, learn how to tell if food is stale.
Stale.
For instance, if you see a quart of milk standing in your grocer's dairy case and it's not in a bottle, it's stale.
Oh, I see.
And finally, before you go shopping, be sure to soak a $20 bill in prune juice.
Why?
That will give you a better run for your money.
Oh, I see.
Ladies, that'll do it. These 9 tips for cutting down on the high cost of food shopping and others are available in my new book, The Joy of Basting. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week with the recipe. And by the way, Mr. Douglas, yes, I understand, ma'am. Mr. Douglas, that you're very partial, very fond of bread, cakes, and pastries.
Oh, I love them.
Well, Mr. Douglas, if you'd like to come over to my place someday, I should be glad to show you how to get the most out of my buns.
Well, there she is, the one and only Julia Childlike. All right, hold it. It's 7:29, 29 past 7. Good morning. HDIF. Hot damn, it's Friday. U100, that's the Electric Light Orchestra. It's called Evil Woman. I like that. Good morning. I am the original St. James in the morning, plus Michael J. Douglas on the radio today on this Friday. Playing the hits while you're spraying those pits as always here. Hey, we got a nice day shaping up here. A little cold. Chance of a couple of snow flurries, though, later on today and tonight and tomorrow, too. High today in the upper 20s. Going to be cold. 20 degrees right now. Michael J. is next with sports. If you want to check the clock in the car, your watch on the way to work this morning. The official time at the tone.
Meep.
Thank you, Moose. Appreciate it. 28 before 8.
And now some fast facts from Mr. Fast. The fastest man ran the mile in 3 minutes and 51 seconds. The fastest chicken plucking took 2 minutes and 10 seconds. And a pimple seems to
take forever to go away.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's another fast fact. Listerine's antibacterial scrub helps get rid of your pimples fast. Once most pimples start, they have to open and heal before they'll go away. But layers of dead skin, excess oil, and dirt clog pimples and often keep them from opening. Listerine's cleansing rains scrub away these layers fast, so the pimple opens fast to let it heal. So Listerine your pimples away.
Fast.
Tis the season to be merry, so keep an open jar or bowl of Planters peanuts handy for the holidays. They're everybody's favorite snack. And Planters